Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by and welcome to today's board meeting. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. Later, we'll have an opportunity for public comment. Instructions will be given at that time. And as a reminder, today's call is being recorded. I'd now like to turn the conference over to Barbara Lynn Curry. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Amy. It's 11 o'clock. Welcome all to the December 3rd, 2020 regular meeting of the Illinois Pollution Control Board. Following his disaster proclamations in response to COVID-19, Governor Pritzker has issued executive orders encouraging public bodies like the board to postpone consideration of public business when possible. We have done so more than a time or two during these past months. I find under Section 7E2 of the Open Meetings Act that an in-person meeting is neither practical nor prudent. Consistent with the governor's November 13, 2020 disaster proclamations, as well as Public Act 101-0640, effective June 12, 2020, the board conducts this regular open meeting by teleconference. The teleconference enables members of the public to listen to the entirety of the meeting, and if they would like to speak during the public remarks portion of the meeting, they will be able to do so. Before we proceed, please note that the meeting is being audio recorded to comply with Section 7E9 of the Open Meetings Act, and also to ensure that any public remarks that might be given this morning will be documented and attached to the record of the corresponding board proceeding. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palavas?
Here.
Member Santos?
Here.
Member Van Wee?
Here.
Chair Curry.
Here. We have a quorum ready to go. We have no announcements, so we move on to public comments. And this is the portion of the meeting that's reserved for members of the public to comment on any of the items that appear on today's agenda. Our operator today is Amy. And Amy, this would be a good time for you to come on the line and provide the instructions so that members of the public who want to speak may log a request to make a comment.
Great, thank you. If you would like to have public comment today, you may press 1010 on your touch-tone keypad. And 10 for any public comment. Ms. Curry, we have none in queue.
Okie doke, then we'll move right on to approval of the minutes. The November 19, 2020 regular board meeting minutes are on the agenda. Member Palavas moves to approve the minutes, seconded by Member Van Wee. Is there any discussion from the board? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll. All in favor say aye. Opposed say nay.
Member Palavas?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. The ayes have it. The minutes are approved. And now to today's agenda. First, our rulemakings. And the first item is R20-17, a final order. Member Palavas.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In March of 2019, the board opened a subdocket R18-29B, inviting comments on updating the definition of Class 4 etiologic agent. The board received no comments. The board then opened this docket in December of 2019 to substantively consider the current definition of Class 4 etiologic agent. The board, after review by its technical unit, proposed to add 4 viral agents to the definition of Class 4 etiologic agent. The board held 2 hearings on this rulemaking and received no comments at either hearing. This draft order adopts the board's proposed amendment to the definition of Class 4 etiologic agent. I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion from the board? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palavas?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. The ayes have it. The order is approved. The next rulemaking is R21-8, another final order, and this is in Member Santos's docket. Member Santos.
Thank you. During the first half of 2020, the U.S. EPA made one change to its wastewater pretreatment rules that require board action in this identical in substance rulemaking. On September 17th of 2020, the board adopted a proposal for public comment. The board received only a single comment from JCAR, which requested a single correction. This draft order adopts the rules and directs the clerk to submit them to the Secretary of State for publication in the Illinois Register, and I move this order.
Seconded by Member Palivos. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palivos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, the ayes have it. The order is approved. Since we have neither adjusted standards nor administrative citations, the next item is adjudicatory cases. The first is PCB 19-4, and it's mine. This is a stipulation and proposal for a settlement between People and Peoria Bridge Terminal Incorporated, along with motion for relief from the hearing requirement. It's also a stipulation and proposal for a settlement between People and Morton Salt Incorporated, along with the motion for relief from the hearing requirements. On July 6, 2018, the Office of the Attorney General, on behalf of the People of Illinois, filed an 8-count complaint against respondents Peoria Barge Terminal, Inc. and Morton Salt, Inc. The complaint alleged violations of the Act and Board Water Pollution Regulations caused by improper storage of 35 tons of road salt owned by Morton's at Peoria Barge's terminal, which resulted in water pollution and threats to resource groundwater. The parties now seek to settle without a hearing. Morton Salt does not affirmatively admit the allegations of the violation, but does agree to pay a civil penalty of $30,000. Peoria Barge, on the other hand, admits the violations and agrees to pay a civil penalty of $20,000. Under the Act and Board regulations, the Board has to make a notice of the stipulations and the proposed settlement and request for relief from the hearing requirement should any person file a written demand for hearing within 30 days after hearing receiving the notice. The board will hold a hearing and deny the party's request for relief from that hearing requirement. This order directs the clerk to provide the required notice, and I move the adoption of the order, seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion from the board? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palivos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. The ayes have it, and the order is approved. The next item is PCB 2135. And I believe, Member Palivos, you'd like to move that along with PCB 21-36 and PCB 21-37 as a package.
Yes.
Member Palivos.
On November 20th, 2020, the IEPA filed recommendations for three separate but schematically identical livestock waste handling facilities existing at the same address and property identification number but different owners. Based on the IEPA's recommendation and the board's technical review, these three draft orders certify the specified facilities are pollution control facilities. I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palivos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. The ayes have it. The order is approved. The next item on the agenda is PCB 21-38, a tax certification. Member Palivos.
Thank you. On November 20th, 2020, the IEPA filed a recommendation that the board certify specified facilities of Sandy Creek Lane, LLC, as pollution control facilities. Based on the IEPA's recommendation and the board's technical review, the SHREP order certifies that the specified facilities are pollution control facilities. I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palivos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, the ayes have it. The order is approved. And our last item, PCB 21-39, is a complaint. Member Palivos.
Thank you. On November 23, 2020, the People filed a 5-count complaint against Gwenning Implement, Inc. The complaint concerns Blennings Farm Implement, the dealership in Effingham County. In this draft order, the board finds that the complaint meets the content requirements of the board's procedural rules and accepts the complaint for hearing. I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, a unanimous vote. The ayes have it, and the order is approved. Then we have no other items. If anybody on the board has something to raise, now is the time to do so. I haven't anything, and I haven't heard that any of the others of you do either, so I think it's time for us to adjourn. Member Palavos moves to adjourn, seconded by Member Van Wee. Any discussion? Hearing none. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, unanimity. The ayes have it, and the motion is approved, and this meeting is adjourned. Thank you all very much for your time and your attention.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
And with that, you may now disconnect. Thank you for using AT&T teleconferencing.
Thank you, Amy.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.